Okay, good morning all. We're up to Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet, chapter 3, Mishnah 4 in Titus, and we're continuing on different types of fasts that we fast because of a bad situation. So that's where Mishnah Dalet picks up. V'chein ir sheyesh ba dever o mapulas. Let's say you have a town where there's like some sort of plague. We'll explain what a plague is in a little bit. Or there's like walls that are collapsing. So in other words, you have walls that you don't expect to fall, but they start falling. So clearly something, you know, a little bit more divine, it would seem, is going on over here, that walls just start collapsing. Osa ha'ir mis'ana umas. So this town, it fasts and it blows the shofar. So the difference between this Mishnah and the other Mishnah, I believe, is that it's clear when we're talking about rainfall that you would fast based on the normal pattern of fasting as the Mishnah described. Over here, it's not as clear, and so when it says that we fast and blow the shofar, so it seems like it's at least one day that they're going to fast, like of the strict type of fast, but there's not further clarification in the Mishnah itself. All the surrounding towns, so they fast, but they don't blow the shofar, aka they observe the less severe fast. Rabbi Kiva Mar, Rabbi Kiva says, just like he said in the previous mission that we did yesterday, Masrios Velomasanos, no, you just blow the shofar, but you don't fast, right? You have like some sort of special day of prayer or whatever it is. Ezehu Dever, what's considered a plague? Ir Hamutsia Chamish Meos Ragli. So it says the mission, if there's a town that has a 500 healthy men, healthy individuals that are living in this town, and you have in this town, you have three people, three healthy men who die on three consecutive days, meaning one person in each day, so that's going to be considered a plague. But if you have less than this number, in other words, if you don't have this 3-day period of where at least one person is dying every single day, then it's not going to be considered a plague. Evidently, the chazaka aspect of the death, that there's three healthy men that are dying on three consecutive days, that's what makes it a plague. Other than that, is not a plague. Mishnah Hey, al ilu masrin b'chumakom. For the following terrible things that happen, we blow shofar everywhere, and seemingly the implication would be that there is a fast and a blowing of the shofar, and it's like, you know, they keep the strictest fast. So what are these things, and why do we say everywhere, by the way, parenthetically? So the Mefarshim explain that it's everywhere where you hear of this thing that happened. So let's say in town A, they heard it happened to them, and in town B through G, they all heard about what happened in town A, so all these towns fast. That's what it means, everywhere. And the reason why is because we'll see that these fasts, that these events that occurred, they in theory can go in one place and quickly shift to another, and therefore everyone is seemingly at risk. So what are these calamities, what are these terrible things that happen that we blow the shofar and fast right away? When you have strong winds that either that will ruin the crops, or you have like a yellowing of crops, like the crops become like discolored, that's not good for the crops, obviously. Or let's say there's a plague of Arba and Chasil. The Arba and Chasil are two types of locusts that will attack crops. So let's say these come to town. Let's say you have a dangerous beasts that all of a sudden appear in these inhabited areas in the daytime. So that's obviously odd. You don't normally have wild animals coming into high populated areas. So that's in the daytime. So that's happening. Obviously, something's going on over here. And literally, the cherev means like a sword. But over here, it means that armies are passing through. And even if an army is passing through, we say that we do this fast. And the reason why is because anytime an army passes through a community, you know, people can easily start dying. And that's not a good situation. And therefore, we will fast right away. Masrin aleha mipneishi maka mehaleches. We fast and blow the shofar for each of these terrible things that happens everywhere, meaning everywhere where it's heard, because as we said earlier, since this is a what we call traveling calamity, so it's going to start in place A, but it could easily go to B through G, etc., and therefore other towns might be affected by it, therefore everyone fasts so that they should be saved from these calamities. And that brings us to the end of Mishnah. Hey, Gublin, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Vav, but for now we will stop right here.